7 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. From the before we get to people in the news today, from the Weird But True department, I just spent the news break trying to cut the... There's a stitch in my mouth where I had the tooth taken out.
Yeah.
And the material, the stitching material, looks like dental floss.
Yes,
about
it does.
Much stronger than that.
Jen, didn't you just go through this last week? Where you had stitches hanging out? It looked like a string hanging out.
It was hanging out.
Let me open up here. We are streaming live at DougSteffens.com, the video. Streaming. I'm going to open up my mouth.
No, I don't want to see this.
First of all,
I know, because mine was like bloody dental floss.
My Farmall, new Farmall shirt, Richie, another
That's
one.
I like
nice.
That, yeah. Can you get me one of those? I like that shirt with the tractor on it.
What have you done for me lately?
She thinks
my
tractor.
I shut up. Here, I'm over. Hold up. Here I am.
This is very exciting for those of you not on our chat room stream.
This is probably the most disgusting thing I've ever seen. Get away from that. Get your mouth away from that camera.
I can't
it looks
even
like you're
see
trying
it.
To eat
All I can
camera.
See is your big tongue.
What?
What are we looking at? Your tongue or your mouth?
No, my tooth.
See, you're amazing that your stitches haven't popped out. Mine popped out like the second day.
I was told they would not pop out. They have to be taken out next week.
Yeah, that's what they told me too. Mine came out. My mouth was like, nope, get these out of here.
Yeah.
Reject.
All right. Here are the three strippers from Jacksonville.
Hello.
Facing charges of assault with a less than deadly weapon for giving an overly vigorous birthday spanking to a truck driver.
Leave the strippers alone.
The three face felony charges of participating in a performance and misdemeanor charges, third degree battery on this guy who came of his own free will to have a good time. All right, so we're ready for people in the news? There was no more to the story than that. Sorry, those of you who wanted more. Yeah, right. Okay, here we have Alfred Casas, first person in the news today.
You want your official intro?
Casas. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, no, that's just the music.
Yeah, if we can put in "People Are Strange."
Just
imagine Jim Morrison's voice.
People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly.
Our faces look great. We're not ugly. All right, so here we have the story of Alfred Casas, convicted of smuggling a saw blade into.
That's Alfred Casas.
How do you pronounce
it? Not Kiss, right?
C-A-S-A-S.
Okay, thank you.
Why, what did you think I said? Kiss? Cassass? That's Cassass.
I went to school with one of his cousins.
All right, so this guy is a jail guard. Convicted last week of smuggling a saw blade into a double murder suspect in the county jail.
Really?
Near San Antonio.
All right, see, I'm going to put it in a cake, see? And I'm going to smuggle it into you, see?
It came in a soft taco.
Mm. All right, see, I'm going to put it in a taco, see?
The old tricks off taco routine. Can't tell you how many times I've been fooled.
He was convicted of bribery and providing an inmate with escape elements.
Escape elements.
Right.
Here,
he had been
beans.
A jail guard for 3 years.
Whoa! Get that guy out of here. He stinks.
The hacksaw blade, along with a length of rope and an inmate jumpsuit dyed to resemble street clothing, found in the inmate's cell during a surprise inspection.
Surprise.
So he could go
surprise.
To jail for 10 years for this. He'll be sentenced next week,
I've got to think it's not a good position to be in, being a former prison guard going to prison.
Going to prison? No.
That
not a good idea. Okay, next. Sounds like the Hispanic Revolution has taken over. Frank Rodriguez next up on our hit parade.
See?
Frank and his future wife started having relationships when she was under age.
Uh-oh.
But millions of teenagers who are in love do the same thing or in lust every year, right?
No, they don't.
Okay. In
They're
Texas,
good.
What they did was against the law. So he is now a group of sex. Oh, come on.
Oh, okay.
He is one of the 650,000 registered sex offenders in our country.
I've heard about horror stories, yes, okay. where they're 18, the guy's 18, and the girl's 17 or 16, right. something like that.
Okay, now, they've been married now for 15 years, these two.
Mm-hmm.
And he just found out last week in Caldwell, Texas, that he's on the sex offenders list there because...
Really?
Yeah, because he slept with his soon-to-be wife
girlfriend,
while she was underage, right. So now he's in the same list with the molesters and the pornographers, the rapists.
How did he get on this list without his knowledge?
Well, apparently...
Wouldn't you had to have been brought up on charges at some point to be on this list?
Yeah, right. He was
a lot
on the,
of times the parents do it to keep them apart or something like that.
The question was on the NBC Today Show website last week because he was on that program, I think Wednesday or Thursday. And the story goes back. He was a football star, 19. She was a cheerleader. She was 15. And the mother wasn't happy. So the mother was the one who reported him. And when you get your name on that list, it can't be taken off. In Texas, it's irrevocable. In, you're never out. So now, the mother said that he was a predator because he was 19 and she was 15. She started it. It continues today. So he's been on the sex offender list for nearly half of his life. He can't get a job with any major company. He cannot leave the state without notifying local law enforcement. He can't coach soccer for his daughters.
Probably can't even live near a school.
Yep, can't do any of that stuff. That is correct. Because he had a relationship with his wife when she was underaged. And the mother reported him, authorities kept it there. And so there it is. How'd you like to live in that reality? Does that make any sense at all? I just wonder about... There's the people that won't rent him a house because he's a sex offender.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yep.
Anybody does a... You do a rental or whatever, they do a criminal background check.
And
boom,
you know
that's
they must
pop right up.
Get so tired of explaining the situation, too.
Yep. Evelyn and Hortense Richards. I'm sorry. Evelyn and Hortense Edwards. We know their story?
Evelyn and Hortense?
No, but I love the name Hortense.
Edwards.
Edwards.
Yeah.
Is this a story from 1652?
No, this is a story from 2011, Richard.
Wow.
They are suing the Rose Hill Cemetery in Linden, New Jersey for $25 million. For emotional stress caused when they learned that their mother, Beatrice, whom they had been visiting, they thought, for the last 20 years in the cemetery...
Uh-oh.
...isn't there. Now,
Where is she? Pray tell.
Apparently, that's not clear. What I'm more interested in is how they found out in the first place that who's there in her mother's grave isn't who they went to
She
see.
Buried at Arlington National Cemetery. That seems to happen all the time over there.
There's a man apparently buried there.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not my mother.
The complaint was filed in Brooklyn Federal Court. Cemetery has acknowledged the plot location in the sister's paperwork. Section 52, Row 20, Grave 103 was incorrect. So here's what happened. They buried the mother someplace and this guy someplace else. They just put the wrong... They told the women that this guy was... That the mother was buried here. And, in fact, the mother wasn't buried. Including
right.
when
so
they
true.
Put the casket... The funeral was the same day for both these people. So when they brought the caskets into the cemetery, they mixed them up.
Like the classic baby switching story.
Yeah, exactly. It happens to kids all the time.
Yeah. Sure. So she's in grave 103... And the other guy's in grave 130. Or the mother's in grave 130. This guy's in 103. So they
Do you think they're from up above going, hey, stupid, over here?
Oh,
a little
God.
Dyslexic, huh? Yeah. 103, 130.
Yep. So now these two sisters are suing. Hey, what? Come on. What difference is it? I mean, does that sound cruel if I say that? You want to go stand over here? You think my mother cares? I'm going to visit her grave. You know, what's there is dust and bones. So, but if you got a good lawyer, I'll bet you they get a couple mil out of the city. What do you bet?
Oh, for sure.
Nah,
that's a big deal.
Mil. No.
You don't think they'll
get
a couple
something.
Of mil?
They'll
get something. They'll get something, but not a couple mil.
All right. All right, anyway. People are strange.
People are strange.
They are very strange. Okay, we got another Let's see. We have two people in the news, Joe Fenton and Richard Wenger. Hmm. Want to hear their story?
Sure. Yeah.
Two entrepreneurs taking advantage of South Carolina's new micro distillery law to make moonshine whiskey legally. Greenville, South Carolina. The Dark Corner Distillery, Richie, opens up next month. Joe Fenton and Richard Wenger producing and selling small batches of 100-proof moonshine.
No.
Yay.
From a custom-made copper still.
Ouch.
The distillery is in a building built in 1925, has a tasting bar, a museum dedicated to the local moonshiners. That must be some kind of, museum, right? It's called Feud and Mayhem in the Smoky Mountains, Blue Ridge Mountains. Mm. Lots of Irish whiskey down there in the Appalachian Mountain Janners, think?
Oh, yeah.
And they thought that they had the God-given right to make whiskey.
Absolutely they do.
Hard life, make an extra 10 cents from a gallon of whiskey. Why not, right?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Bring in a bushel of corn, make some whiskey.
Sure.
Drink it down. What's left, you sell it. All right, so this is the story. So now they're going to make it legit. They have to pay $150,000 for a liquor license. That kind of money in selling?
That's how much it costs, yeah.
My God.
Wow.
How much does a liquor license cost in California? You know, Jennifer?
It's ridiculous. It's just beer and wine, I think, is $150,000.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Wow. Kidding.
No, not. I mean, that's why it takes forever for restaurants to
open. How much
am
I going to have to pay for my wine license at the dairy store?
You know, I don't know, because you're going to be doing tastings. You're not going to be doing a full-on
Yeah, you can't come and really drink.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a lot of money.
Virginia owns all of the liquor stores.
Ah, New Hampshire does, too.
The governor is thinking about selling them to try and raise revenue, which I think is a great idea.
Good idea. All right, so anyway, moonshine is legit in South Carolina now. Those of you in South Carolina, what do you think? 800-510-8255. It's coming up to 20 minutes past the hour. The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Rich is at the controls in our studio in Washington. He's about to hit a button.
I am.
There you go.
Watch.
Boom. Right now.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
We're here to tell you about the Rent-A-Center clearance event.
Make that Rent-A-Center clearance mania.
Yeah, save up to 50% on select brand name merchandise throughout the store.
We're talking savings in the house, brother.
Oh, brother.
Rental purchase or lease purchase. Save up to 50% compared to non-promotional rent-to-own prices for new merchandise. Offer ends August 20th, 2011 and applies to select new and pre-lease items as marked in store. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
Website downtime is trouble for leading online businesses like Amazon, eBay, and Google. They figured out a way to ensure uptime, but at a cost most companies cannot afford. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Load Balancer provides continuous availability and peak performance across multiple websites while preventing network intrusions. Don't risk downtime. Visit barracuda.com/uptime to try the Barracuda Load Balancer free for 30 days. That's barracuda.com/uptime.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added two 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Yeah, I wonder who this could be.
I think it might be Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga. By the way, the ice cream is Baby Gaga that we have on the farm. It's really
raspberry with white chocolate chips,
purple
right?
Purple cow or something like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, Lady Gaga was on The View yesterday, and the ladies wanted to talk to her about the death of Amy Winehouse. I'm trying to see if we can compare some of Lady Gaga's music to Amy Winehouse. Any similarities,
very
Richie?
Different.
Is it very,
very
different?
Different?
Yeah. How Lady Gaga is very highly produced.
Very highly produced, yeah. Very poppy, where Amy Winehouse is more
very
soulful.
Very simple, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute, that's...
It's Amy Winehouse.
Yeah, it's she's more jazz kind of
yeah.
Basics.
You better drop back your bow and let your arrow flow.
Does this sound slow?
I have now become more, I don't know if a fan is the right word, but attentive to what I hear from her because of how she has addressed a lot of songs that I was so turned off by her lifestyle that I didn't pay attention to her music.
And passing on, it repairs people's
yeah,
image a little.
Really? Yeah, it does that. All right, so anyway, funny, we were just talking about that off the air.
Yeah. Applies to both.
So all the drinking and smoking and stuff that she did, what did that do to her voice? Her voice doesn't seem, it's not like Janis Joplin's
okay.
Voice. Yeah, it did. Yeah. And she didn't look like she weighed 100 pounds soaking wet. She didn't look like she ever had a square
meal.
Yeah,
she was all hair. She was very thin.
Yeah. All right. So the conversation on The View yesterday, a little of that, Richie.
I wanted to ask you because, you know, Amy Winehouse passed about a week ago now, I guess it is. She's 27, an incredible artist. You know, your thoughts on the passing of somebody with such amazing talent.
I'm just so devastated and so sad. And I really couldn't speak for like 48 hours straight. I was in such shock. And, you know, I just think the most unfortunate thing about it all is the way that the media spins things, like, oh, here we can learn from Amy's death. I don't feel that, you know, Amy needed to learn any lessons. I felt that the lesson was for the world to be kinder to the superstar. You know, everybody was so hard on her, and everything that I knew about her was that she was the most lovely and nice and kind woman. So
a lot of people blamed her for her addiction,
yeah,
right. Which is stupid because addictions are serious issues, and it's diseased.
It is. And also, I read that she actually, the reason for her death was because she stopped cold turkey and her body couldn't handle.
Is that what they said?
Yes. And
you know, it also said, and she was 27, you're 25.
Yeah.
And enormous fame, and you have enormous fame. And it said that she struggled, along with the addiction, she struggled with the fame. This kind of fame is very hard to handle. You have.
How come?
Well, it's a very lonely life, but I think that that's part of what we love about her. You know, you can't have it both ways. You can't enjoy listening to someone sing sad songs about the blues and heartbreak and then not expect them to be truly heartbroken and expect something different out of them.
You sing sad songs.
Sure, I do. Yeah. And sometimes I'm very sad, just like everybody watching at home, and sometimes I'm happy.
So apparently Lady Gaga had her own addictions to drugs and stuff. Remember, we took a piece of audio from something a month or so ago, said she had a smoke marijuana before she created.
Right.
She also had a cocaine problem early on.
But she apparently overcame those addictions, unlike Amy Winehouse. And, she's 25 years old. Imagine people at that age, how do you handle? You don't know anything about life at 25. But you must also be able to write that kind of stuff. Does getting into an altered state help you be able to create or touch something that you couldn't touch if you were sober? Pretty interesting what it takes to be successful, isn't it, huh? 28 past the hour, food for thought on Good Day.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, Verizon and American Express recently announced a joint venture that will bring mobile payment to Verizon Wireless customers. Using Amex's Serve platform, users can send, deposit, and spend money from their virtual bank account. The money can be used between users or at point of sale wherever American Express is accepted. In other news, Adobe is towing the line between Flash and HTML5 as the standard for web animation with a preview release of its newest software. The software called Edge allows designers to create Flash-like websites with a what-you-see-is-what-you-get interface. Will Flash or HTML5 win out? Adobe isn't putting its eggs in one basket. And finally, researchers have created the world's smallest battery. It's thinner than a strand of hair. The batteries could potentially power nanomachines, microscopic robots that can enter our bloodstream and work alongside cells. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens, Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
We're here to tell you about the Rent-A-Center clearance event.
Make that Rent-A-Center clearance mania.
Yeah, save up to 50% on select brand name merchandise throughout the store.
We're talking savings in the house, brother.
Oh, brother.
Rental purchase or lease purchase. Save up to 50% compared to non-promotional rent-to-own prices for new merchandise. Offer ends August 20th, 2011 and applies to select new and pre-leased items as marked in store. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
The Hotels.com 48-hour sale is only for people that like to get great hotel deals. Also for people that want to book hotel deals right now, this Tuesday and Wednesday only. It is certainly not for those opposed to booking things on Tuesdays and or Wednesdays, people that hate the number 48, or people that respond to a 48-hour hotel sale with, ew, gross. Safe to say the Hotels.com 48-hour sale is for you. So book your hotel deal now and save up to 50% off this Tuesday and Wednesday only. Hotels.com. Be smart. Book smart. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market is in for another crash. Real estate is already in a double-dip recession, and if you want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed, I said enough is enough. I searched and discovered a way to safely grow my money, participate in potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Plus, it could save you thousands in taxes. I want you to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Call 1-800-675-1640 right now to get your free copy. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. 1-800-600-1640. I'm giving away a limited number of copies today, so call 1-800-675-1640.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
After the hour now, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, online, streaming video at DougSteffen.com, where you also can find the deals from the Queen of Cheap today, IHOP, IKEA. What else?
Oh, yeah. From?
What do we have other?
iPhone?
Other?
No.
iPhone? No.
No deals there. All right, so that comes up in a moment. Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden. I just witnessed something that I knew was there and possible, but I am taken back by just the ability to see something from a satellite. I'm looking, somebody sent me a Yahoo map of a location, a farm. As a matter of fact, one of the guys working for me, we have somebody who approached us with a farm of about 40 acres of land that he wants us to get the hay off of. And so Donald, who works with me, sent me a map, and I'm so blown away by the way this is presented. I'm looking at a map. The first image that you have, this is how you use your brain, maybe some imagery here. The first image I see is of the, well, this portion of the continent, not just the continent, but our North American continent, a little bit of Central and South America, the African continent and Europe, and they're all part of this initial picture from the satellite. And then I can look across and see where I was last week in Las Vegas. I can see up in British Columbia and some of the beautiful areas. There's snow up the Rockies and not that far into Canada, frankly, and the desert. It's just, and this is, by the way, this is time sensitive, so I'm looking at it right now. I'm looking at the world with light on it right now. And so you just click up, Richie, one notch, and it brings you to our country. It brings us down, and you see a little bit of Iceland and Greenland.
Right. And everybody's been to Google Maps. They've seen this.
Mm-hmm. I don't know about everybody.
All right, so let's get to the good part. When you zoom in, who are you spying on?
I can see a farm. I can see the crops planted on the farm.
Uh-huh.
I can see the street, the house.
Sure.
I can see the details around the barnyard.
But what am I wearing?
But it's phenomenal.
Yeah, no,
day,
it's crazy.
It is. I was on, if you go to like Zillow or something like that, which is one of these really good real estate websites.
Real estate thing, yep.
You can, oh, no, no, this one, oh, Doug, this will blow your mind.
Yeah.
I told you where my iPad got broken, and I signed up for, and I got a new iPad.
Yeah.
So I decided to, Apple has a feature where you can say, find my iPad or find my iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided to put this feature on all of my iPhones, my iPods, and my iPad.
Yeah.
So if we lose it, I can just look on the map and see where it is. So I was checking it to make sure it works, and sure enough, it located my iPhones and my iPads at my house. And you zoom in on the house, and it uses Google Maps to do it. And, Doug, I don't know whether you're aware of this, but it's not like a real-time photo of that farm that you were looking at. That photo may have been taken a month ago, 3 years ago. They download a photo every so often from these satellites.
Yeah.
So the photo I was looking at of my house was fairly recent because it had my neighbor's new car in it, and the weather was current, the leaves on the trees and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So those photos change maybe once a year. I don't know how often they update it, but something like that. So it's not like they're looking at you in real time. They're looking at you.
But they could.
Yeah.
But they could if they wanted to. Right. On Google Maps, right, they just update it every so often.
Yeah.
But the thing that I thought would freak you out is my phone. Like right now, if I wanted to see where my wife was, I just look at where her phone is.
Yeah.
And vice versa.
Creepy.
It is creepy.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Creepy, so I had to weigh, okay, what do I want more often I need more?
He's on to us.
Right, exactly. if we lose the iPad, I want to be able to know where we left it. If I left my phone at the mall, I want to be able to go, oh, there, it's at the mall. Okay, let me go get it.
Do they have that for Android, too? I wonder.
I would imagine.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, because I have a family locator on my Android phone. I can locate Victoria wherever she is.
Yeah.
As long as she's not in the subway.
So how about we make a prank call to somebody we know on their cell phone, and we know where they are, and we kind of spook them out. Can we do that?
Yeah.
Well, you would have the access to the tracking thing, which means they would have had to have given it to you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, I can't just put in your phone number and figure out where you are. Huh. I would have to have your phone to set that up.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. But I know that stuff just freaks you out, man.
But you could do it on someone's phone without their knowledge if you have access to their phone.
Yeah, that'd be so tricky.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if I had Jennifer's phone for an hour, I could download an app that she might not know about and you sign up for an account and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I could do that.
Yeah. Pretty tricky stuff. All right, let's get back to the the more mundane side of life, and that is us helping you through our facilities that we have on the Good Day program, the Queen of Cheap. Now, before we get there, I have a 2020 trivia question about the history of our country. Ready?
Sure.
Ready. Mm-hmm.
Bringing some daylight into the dark world, the Good Day program wants to find out from you what the first U.S. government building is, because it is still in existence and still does what it did when it opened on this date in 1792. This is the first government building.
Is it near me, or is it near you, or is it closer to Roberta?
Actually, it's about three fifths of the way between you and me, and between where Roberta and
I are. It's directly between me and Roberta.
It is directly between you and Roberta. It's not between me and Roberta, but it's between me and you. How's that for a riddle? 800.
Oh, I know what city it's in.
510-8255. The first U.S. government building.
What a rocket scientist.
It still produces what it did when it opened on this date in 1792. What is it? And the first person with the right answer gets a swell prize, some of our e-food. Are you eating? Roberta, have you heard of this? This is good. This is perfect, Richie, for Roberta. And Jennifer had a brilliant
idea earlier.
Really? All right, share your idea again with everybody before we get
okay,
to
so
tell
thinking,
everybody what you're talking about first.
Talking about e-food. This is a new kind of food, Roberta, that is available in
packaged
foods, form.
Right.
Yeah. It is organic. It lasts for 20 to 25 years.
Whoa.
And it costs 60-some-odd cents a serving. It
wow.
is the new world order when it comes
so
to
when
food.
So when the apocalypse comes, you can eat?
In a matter
of
seconds.
Or if you just want ready food, handy, you can have it there that won't go bad.
Yeah, it's a great, brilliant idea.
Yeah. On boats, on camping trips, things like that.
Yeah, sure, exactly. Perfect.
All right, Jen, let's hear it.
Okay, so brilliant idea is you should always keep a little bit of food in your car anyway. Keep a supply of this stuff in your car, and then when someone asks you for money for whatever, you say, because I'm so hungry, I need money, you go to your car, you hand them a bag of this food, and you feed them instead of actually giving them money.
There you go.
Great idea.
Los Angeles is loaded with these guys. And so you give it to them, and there you go.
She's on to two ideas, actually.
Yeah.
You should actually just keep some of this in your car.
You should, in your car.
Just for emergency purposes.
Right. All right, so here's how you get started. You can get some free e-food by going to DougStephan.com. Go to the friend section at DougStephan.com. You will see the e-food logo. It's gold. Click on it. It tells you how you will get your free food. I think you have to pay a little shipping. But the people who are winning your prize, I'm now giving away these e-food packets to people who win prizes. And it's a neat thing. As Jennifer just suggested, there are all kinds of uses for it. Practical, inexpensive, it's reality-based stuff, and you can try it free by going to the friends section at DougStephan.com or over on the right-hand side of the homepage. You'll see it in our box with all of the other things like salon pots and the things that we talk about here with regularity that are connected. All right. So do we want to answer this question or do the Queen of Cheap first? Ladies' choice. Let's do the Queen of Cheap first. I'll play the role of that. All right.
The Queen of Cheap?
Yeah.
She's the Queen of Cheap, the diva of dumpster dive. It's Roberta Fessinelli.
I love this guy. Okay, let's start at IKEA. Did you know your kids could eat free there through the 21st of August? You just go into IKEA and you can feed the kids and you can toss them into that ball thing, you know, that the kids play in. And then you can, like, leave them there for a few hours while you shop and then go back and then feed them again free and then toss them in that ball thing again. It makes for a fun day for the kids. IHOP, the kids eat free, too, in August from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. With every adult entree at IHOP, you get a free kids' meal. And you can actually do this every night. It's every day in August from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. Again, it's a great deal to feed the kids and not have to pay anything. If after you feed them, they get food in their hair, you can get free shampoo from Redken Shampoo. Actually, Redken Shampoos are really great. Do you use them, Jen, the Redken Shampoos?
I do, every once in a while, yep.
Why do you ask Jennifer and not ask me?
Because you guys don't really wash your hair.
You really don't wash your hair. You just rinse
wash
it off.
Wash my hair every day.
Wash
what are you talking about?
You have a tiny little hair.
You know what? I can't. Wash. I can't remember the name of the shampoo. I know I use the same shampoo all the time, but I can't remember the name of it right now.
Really? See, it really doesn't matter what shampoo you guys use.
I mean, I like the one I use, and if I use something different, I might not like it. But I not only pay attention to what it is.
What color is it?
These are free samples of Redken shampoos, and these little free samples, they're great when you travel.
Pantene, that's it, Doug. Thank you.
Pantene.
Yeah.
Is that your wife? Let me ask you, is that a shampoo you buy for yourself, or is that your wife's shampoo that you're using?
No, it's she uses something else, but she always buys this for me when she goes to the store.
I
don't ever buy it. So.
I haven't bought any shampoo for 20 years.
Oh, you keep the little...
Yeah.
But the hotel. You raid the carts at the hotel.
People come to the house and bring their stuff and leave it. Yeah, it's handy.
Can't wait to come stay with you. Pickpocket in the lobby.
Yeah, right.
We got a way for you to get a free pair of Bausch & Lomb contacts. Those are great to just keep as an extra pair of contacts. You never knew you might not. No, you might be on the road. You might lose a contact. So you get a free pair of Bausch & Lomb and just keep them handy just in case. Free plastic toothpicks. I thought toothpicks were supposed to be wood. These are plastic. I guess that's okay.
Yeah, I've seen the plastic ones before.
They're actually and not General toothpicks. Mills. They are gum enhancers. The plastic ones are used to stimulate your gums.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Let me ask you this.
What?
Gum enhancers.
I understand that the Queen of Cheap is like one of the most popular things that we do and that people love getting free stuff or discounted stuff. But really, how many people are going to get off their thing and go for the free toothpicks, you think?
You never know.
Yeah. Never going to tell.
It might.
It just amazes me.
Is the original
I must be lazy.
Toothpick.
Because I know, I mean, I've always, I've questioned some of these free things before, like, really? Are people going to go do that?
Yeah.
And everybody's like, absolutely. And we get this.
If they didn't, they won't give them away.
We get this amazing response.
All right.
Yep.
We have
news. And wait, one more thing.
Hurry
General
up,
Mills
Roberta,
will give you a free movie ticket. Especially marked packages have $10 movie vouchers. So just keep your eye out for them. We have all the details on the Doug Steffen Queen of Cheap site.
At DougSteffen.com. Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood is returning to television. Jennifer's going to have that story in a moment. First, though, let's get the answer to what the first government building was. Is Jeff in Columbus. Hi, Jeff.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning to you. What building are we talking about?
I just want to preface this by saying I did not look this up. This is coming back from whatever memory I have of high school. I will say either something like Liberty Hall or Constitution Hall in Philadelphia.
Well, you are very close. You're not on the money, but you're doggone close. Good try, Jeff. Dave in State Line, Indiana, what do you think it is?
It was a surveyor's building. I can't recall. I'm having a senior moment here. I forgot.
Well, if you're in Philadelphia, you're in the right place. Rogers in Lynchburg, what do you think the building is, Roger?
I'm going to say the U.S. Mint.
The first U.S. government building is the Philadelphia Mint, which opened on this date in 1792, and it still produces most of the coins used in daily circulation in the United States of America.
How interesting is that?
All right, that's very cool.
That's
Roger,
a place you got to go to.
Good man. We're
going to
send you some e-food so you can survive forever, Roger. Is that okay?
That's fine. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Hold on just a second. Thank you. Jennifer, in 60 seconds with the latest on Mr. Rogers, he is still dead.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
We're here to tell you about the Rent-A-Center clearance event.
Make that Rent-A-Center clearance mania.
Yeah, save up to 50% on select brand name merchandise throughout the store.
We're talking savings in the house, brother.
Oh, brother.
Rental purchases or lease purchases. Save up to 50% compared to non-promotional rent-to-own prices for new merchandise. Offer ends August 20th, 2011 and applies to select new and pre-leased items as marked in store. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
Summertime means vacation time for many, but did you know only 57% of Americans actually take advantage of their time off? International travel expert Kim Mance tells us more about why we are living in a no-vacation nation compared to other countries.
People outside the U.S. often have trouble believing that we actually generally only get 2 weeks of vacation time. Europeans have more vacation time available to them, and they actually take it, according to a survey recently by Expedia.com. If you start by making a list of experiences that you want to have, don't focus on the destination at first. Focus on the activity. And a company like Expedia can help you take that step because you're going to see more deals come through and the world's going to be more open to you. They just kicked off a partnership with Groupon, and they offer hand-picked destination travel deals. You get up to 50% off with the Groupon getaways with Expedia. And it's a great voucher system, so you actually get more time to plan your trip because most of them, you have up to a year to redeem the voucher.
To sign up for Groupon getaways with Expedia, you can go to groupon.com/getaways.
Hi, this is Fred Rogers of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, and you're in Doug Steffen's neighborhood right now.
It is a beautiful day.
It makes me want to cry
in the neighborhood.
Kind of way.
All right, so Jennifer.
Yes.
What is going to happen in Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood?
There is going to be a spinoff. So you remember on Mr. Rogers' show when he would go to the land of make-believe?
Mm-hmm.
Remember that?
Yep.
The trolley.
Yep, yep.
Well, he would go to Daniel Tiger's neighborhood. Daniel Tiger was a hand puppet that Mr. Rogers used on the show. Well, now this new spinoff is going to be...
I thought he was real.
Oh, okay. Well, yes, he was real. But Daniel Tiger's son is going to be back in his own TV series. He's going to be a four-year-old tiger, and it's going to be part of the PBS Kids preschool block starting off in the fall of 2012.
About a year from now. Yeah. Very cool. Mr. Rogers back next year. What's the story about Oprah Winfrey being sued? The story's at DougSteffen.com and just checking it out.
Yeah, it was just basically somebody used a slogan, or Oprah used a slogan that belonged to somebody else about inspiring. Let's see, what was the exact one? It was O-Y.
Kind of, yeah. All right, give us something else
O-Y-P,
that we don't know.
Own your power. That's
own your
what
life.
Was.
Own your life. It was own your life.
Yeah, something
all right,
like that.
Sorry, Doug.
All right, so Dancing with the Stars having big trouble this year trying to get somebody to dance. All they have so far is their Kardashian boy. But we found out lately that Sherry Shepherd has turned down the show because she's getting married. And one of the latest to turn it down is the Monkee singer, Davy Jones. He would have been a fun one.
Oh, really?
But He won't
I'll do it.
It.
Boy, you should see me dance.
You should do the show, Dave.
51 after the hour.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hey, Bill, pick up line three. It's Brian.
Hey, Brian, what's up?
Here. Thanks. Hey, Bill, I just received my shipment of the Safety Net, our full-year emergency food system. I can't tell you how great it feels to personally not have to worry anymore, especially with the growing threats to our everyday food supply.
Brian, not only are you getting 4,320 nutritionally dense, delicious food servings, but the individual serving price is just $1.43 per meal. It's truly great-tasting food at amazing prices.
The variety is also a huge bonus, Bill. It's like having access to a full menu of impressive food.
Well, it really is a safety net for those worried about the coming food shortages and how their families can prepare.
It's great knowing I'm covered for the future, but I gotta go, Bill, and get all this food unloaded.
With scorching heat devastating U.S. cropland, there's never been a better time to visit SafetyNetSavings.com. That's SafetyNetSavings.com. Visit SafetyNetSavings.com today.
Now 53 minutes after the hour. Big drum roll, please, as we bring in Michael McMaster, Michael K. McMaster. Michael is a very profoundly intelligent man who has helped people get themselves straightened around. He's very perceptive, and that's kind of cool. He has a lot of different CDs helping people through the landmines of life. I guess that we all have our stuff. I don't know what Roberta, if you had somebody help you, if you could get help from somebody, what would be the number one thing you'd want help with?
Oh boy, cleaning out my parents' house.
I don't know how Michael sees it.
That would be the number one thing.
All right, Roberta. Jennifer, what would you
managing my finances?
Managing your finances.
I'm all paid up and even, but now I want to start saving.
Okay, Richie, what would be the number one thing, Michael?
You know what? Seeing the future a little bit better. The directions that we should go, whether it be personally or professionally. You know, professionally, you're always looking for the next thing and looking a year down the road. What's hot? And I want to be able to see that better.
All right. So how do you help?
Right.
Richie, I think, Michael, that would be a good place. Richie and Jennifer, too. I don't know if you can do much for Roberta, but none of us have been able to do much for Roberta over the years. So we're not starting there now. So what about finance? You have a CD.
And personally, too. I mean, okay, yeah. What should I be doing with my finances for a year, 5 years, 10 years down the road? So professionally and personally.
Good luck on that,
seeing
friend.
Down the road. I know.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Let me say something about the future, because I love dealing with things to do with the future and, you know, what's going to happen. And I think that everybody has an innate, intuitive ability to be able to sense what's going to happen. And so if you listen to that, you can get a sense of what to do with your own life, even with finances. Like most of us listen to other people. I mean, people listen to me as well. That I believe everybody has the ability to know inside exactly what to do. And if you follow that, it'll work for you. Because what might work for somebody to do with finances might not work for somebody else. So if you listen to your intuitiveness, it'll tell you what to do.
All right. But that's easier said than done.
Mm,
probably.
We all have...
I don't know whether it's the difference between I don't hear myself saying what to do or I don't trust myself saying what to do.
Trust. It's all about trust. You can hear these things, but... Michael?
We are not taught to trust ourselves. We are taught to trust everything outside of ourselves. And so when you go back in and learn to trust, you know, what you feel, your life works for you because you're on the right track. And if you're on the right track, your life works for you. The problem is most people are not on the right track. They're listening to outside influences to tell them, do this, do that, and it's the wrong thing for them. I'll tell you something about money in a very practical sense. If you want to make money and save money, this country is not exactly the best place to do it at the present time.
No.
Countries like Australia and other countries like this, they have savings accounts over there that pay 6, 7, 8%.
What is it in Canada, do you know?
I don't know what it is in Canada at the moment, but I know in my country just a regular saving account pays around 7%.
Yeah. So, but you can't deposit money in Australia without becoming a citizen, right? Don't you have to be a person that lives there?
No, because banks like Citibank and other banks like that are over there, American banks.
Really?
You can actually do it. Oh,
so
yeah.
Take a plane ride and bring $9,999 with you because you're not supposed to carry $10,000 or more in cash.
Tell us where you're sitting.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go. So that's a little bit of help there. But you have to believe. You got to listen. You have to listen. You got to hear. And some people want to listen, some people don't want to listen. So.
Everybody has it. I mean, everybody can tell you stories of when they knew that they should have done something and they didn't, and it didn't work out well. Mm-hmm. Everybody has those stories, and that's what intuitiveness is. You'll always get the right information at the right time if you ask for it, and if you act upon it, it'll work for you.
And that goes for every area?
It goes for every area in your life. You know, I call it, it's like our divine ability that we have, that we've been given to be able to navigate through life so that it works for us. I mean, life is not meant to be difficult. It's meant to be relatively easy for us. And that's one of the tools we've been given to be able to help us get through life and to get to where we want to go. And all we have to do is just listen. It's not going to be there all the time. It's going to be there at the right times for you when you need it.
That's all right, so where do we go to find some of this help?
Go to my website. It's michael-mcmaster.com. Or just Google me, Michael McMaster, and you'll see me right there. And the CDs are right there. And these CDs work. I mean, it's taken me 30 years to put these together over a lot of experience with people, and they work.
There you go. Check it out, michael-mcmaster.com. Michael-mcmaster. Yeah, thank you, Richie.